I'm Allison Kaskowski, otherwise known as the Allison K. I'm a fitness innovator and entrepreneur turned business mentor and retreat master. A client experience is more than just making the sale or the transaction. A client experience is about how it's put together so that clients can receive amazing real transformation. Here you'll hear all about how the industry leaders are creating amazing experiences. I'm always going to give it to you straight because I know your time is valuable. Are you ready? Let's get into the show.
Hey everybody, it's Allison Kaskowski. Thanks for joining me again today for another edition of Creating the World's Best Client Experience podcast. This is the business edition of our very successful Tuesday flagship show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care, because in my view, you really can't talk about your business without talking about what you do to nurture and grow it. But in this space, as you know, if you've been following me for any length of time, you know I like to really talk about the client experience from two angles. One is, we always want to massively enhance customer value. So whatever we want to talk about that's going to enhance the experience that way is important. But we also want to highlight the actual result that we help our clients get. So we don't just want to talk about the parts and pieces and the nuts and bolts, but we want to talk about why people buy. We want to talk about the transformation that they get. So today, I have one of my own clients with me today who is a brand genius. Today, I have Devo Tindall with me, who is the founder of The Brand Storyteller, which he really has a very unique way of approaching branding. And I really feel like in 2025 that people are really taking another look at what branding actually means. So we're going to hear all about what he thinks a brand is and how he helps his clients, and all about how he helps increase the value for his own client experiences. Thanks for joining me today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Allison. Honored to be here. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. So, all right. So I sort of said a little bit about what you do, but I want you to tell my audience a little bit about you and your background.
Thank you. My genius is really helping people sort of figure out their story. At the end of the day, your story is literally everything about who you are, based upon the journey from where you've been from start to finish, to the story you tell yourself now, to the story that you tell your clients. And what I found in my multiple years of running different types of businesses and being in the corporate life and all those different experiences that I've had, that not many people take time to actually clearly understand their story and their origin story. Like, where did they come from? How do they learn what they learn? What's their context? What's their trauma? What are their behavior patterns? What do they believe? What are their philosophies? Because all of those ultimately shape how you show up in the world. Relationship, in business, everything. And so my job is to help you uncover that story so you can clearly articulate that and understand who you are so that your client understands who you are.
So then tell me a little bit then about how that relates to what your brand is.
Your brand in today's marketplace, you are the brand, especially if you're an entrepreneur or a solopreneur or a small business owner. Everything that you believe, all the different values that you hold, the story that you live by, the narrative that you operate by, all of those are imbued into your programming of how you run your business, how you show up in customer service, how you treat your clients, how you work with collaborations, all of those things. And so if you don't have a clear understanding of what your story is, then you're not going to be able to articulate that to the right type of audience. And so understanding who you are and what you believe and the values and everything that you bring to the table and how you show up and how you view the world, that's what your customer resonates with. They want to know what's in it for me. Why would I connect with you on an emotional level?
So I just want to backtrack for just a minute here because, you know, I've been in business a long time like you. And I think a lot of people think branding is about kind of your presence online, right? I mean, it's more than just logos and colors, right? I mean, we won't even go there. But, you know, a lot of people teach branding because it's a feeling that people get when they work with you. And that kind of translates into what the experience really actually looks like and feels like. So, you know, if so much of your brand is your story and, like, you know, how you show up and all everything that's related to that, how is all of that connected?
How is your story, your brand, your business, everything interconnected? Is that the question?
Yes.
Well, again, I think, especially in today's marketplace, people are looking for more personalized experiences now. We're such savvy consumers now because we have so much information at our disposal, whether it's website, whether it's social media. And there's never before been the amount of entrepreneurs that are now launching their own business. So everybody's coaches. Yeah, coaches, entrepreneurs, gurus, yogis, you name it. Never before, the marketplace has enabled people to become celebrities, to become experts, to become gurus. And so because of this, everybody is everybody has access to all this information, right? And so we can quickly research through Google. We can quickly get a profile of you on internet. Now we have ChatGPT and AI. And so we can create all these different things about what we know about a customer, what we know about a brand, or what we know about a business. And because we're armed with so much information, we're able to make really rapid decisions. And yes. Most people are being overloaded with so much information now because so that's like a double-edged sword, right? It's good on one hand for us as entrepreneurs, but simultaneously as consumers, it can become confusing because there are so many people doing the exact same thing. The sea of sameness and the sea of eyeballs, and we're all competing for the same set of people, right? And so if you think of yourself as a consumer, like when you go out for a restaurant tonight, or you're taking someone on a date, or you're looking to go book an Airbnb, or you're looking to book your next trip, what do? You Google it, you look it up, you get information on it, you make a profile, right? You form an emotional connection on something. So if you find me, or if I find you, and I go to your page or your website, I check you out on social media, or I read your copy or whatever it is that you're delivering on LinkedIn, and I don't feel any sort of emotional connection with that, I'm probably going to swipe on to the next buyer, the next person. So what happens when you have your brand message down and you're consistent about it and you show up a lot, people start to see this consistently. They start to read it. They start to feel it. And they start to form these emotional connections with whatever it is that you're delivering. And not everybody does that, but somebody in your bandwidth does connect with you. And so it's really important that your brand speaks the messaging that you want them to receive.
But to your point, and this is just the last point here, and then we'll move on. But to your point, if a lot of this is tied to your own story, you can see why there's a lot of confusion for people and how they interpret what a brand means for them. Like, I guess my question then is that for business owners listening, especially business owners who do these personalized client experiences, why is it so important that you be super hyper aware of what your brand is and how you need to change it?
There's a variety of reasons, but at the end of the day, it's you're trying to speak to somebody about an experience that you've had or an experience that you deliver that resonates with them on some emotional level, right? Because all things being equal, there's 100 different divos out there doing the exact same thing. We're all branding, we're all doing marketing, we're talking about social media, we're writing articles on LinkedIn. And I'm not trying to connect with every single one of those people, but I am trying to connect with a very specific type of person that needs my solution, that values my position, that likes my thought leadership, that understands and appreciates how I see the world, all those different things. And so you have all these little sticky points where you are enabled, where you're basically, in essence, creating a story that you want your ideal avatar, your ideal buyer to receive and connect with you. So you can go back to the know, like, trust paradigm. You can go back to emotional connectivity. You can use analogies like throwing spaghetti noodles at a wall. The whole point of branding is it's literally everything along your customer journey that you want your ideal buyer to receive and form a perception about you that in some way, shape, or form tells them that you can deliver a solution that they're looking for, even if they may not even know it yet.
Yes. Yes. I like that. So it's really more all-encompassing. Right. For what you're saying, it's making sure all these things line up so that, you know, people are getting the full picture. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I told the story before in a podcast recently. I was driving down the road and there was a guy that was like cutting people off on the road. And I'm kind of watching him in my rearview mirror as he's approaching me and he's flipping people off as he drives out the window and people are honking at him. And he got into a shouting match at a light. And I'm just watching this go on, just sort of like curious. Right. And then he kind of rolls up next to me at the light and he has his entire car wrapped in his business. And I'm just thinking, that's the worst possible version of brand advertising you could possibly do, because now you just pissed off 36 drives and they're going to see your brand and be like, okay, that's somebody I'm never going to call if I need an electrician.
That's something I want to be remembered by, right?
Exactly.
You're on the road, right?
Yeah, exactly. So so your brand is your perception when you are with people, when you're talking to people, when you're not in the room. It's what does your buyer, your ideal buyer, think about you?
Yeah. Love that. Love that. So just break it down for us then. So give us like some key pieces. I mean, you pretty much already alluded to some. Give us some key pieces as to what is part of somebody's brand.
I think the best way to frame that is if you can think of your customer journey from start to finish. And your customer journey isn't just when they're in the store or they're on your website. Your customer journey is after you've done business with them. How do you treat them post-sale? Do you have a follow-up process? Do you follow up with clients and check in on them? Do you ask for reviews? Your brand messaging is literally everything along your customer journey. and all of the different touch points from how you answer the phone to what your website says, to what your social media looks like, to what your business cards look like, to what your car says if you're going to decide to wrap it, to how you show up. I mean, literally, how do you show up at networking events? How do you treat people when you're at the checkout line? I can't tell you how many people I've just connected with in random conversations that it ends up being a business transaction or something else just because of the way I show up, the way I treat people, and the way I want people to receive me.
Anywhere. I believe that. Clients can be anywhere. It's
24/7.
Really just a matter of like how you choose to engage, because to your point, all of that is connected to your brand too.
24/7. I don't shoot a lot of weddings anymore. I primarily, you know, I own a very large photography studio for many years. I was in Lincoln Haberdasher the other day over on South Boulevard, and I'm ordering my coffee and somebody taps me on the shoulder and is like, "You're that Devo guy." And I truly, it was one of my like VIP moments. I turned around and was like, "Hey."
Yeah, totally.
And she's like, "I follow you on Instagram." And anyway, it was just one of those things that like, you just never know when your brand is going to, yeah. And so I ended up sitting down and having coffee with her. Just had a really good conversation and, you know, didn't go anywhere per se. But the fact of the matter is that she recognized me from social media on Instagram. She knew who I was. And so my brand had delivered some sort of resonance with her. And she felt compelled to come up and say hi to me because she thought it was some sort of like celebrity or something. I don't know. But yeah. So that's branding.
I'm really curious to get your thoughts on this. And I think I know what you're going to say, but I want you to speak into it anyway. I want you to speak to business owners listening who are maybe really established. People who have, you know, they kind of know who they are. They know how they roll. They know what their programs look like. But maybe they haven't really updated their brand or really given it a second thought because they're like, you know what? This is what I do. This is what my people know me for. I don't really think that's completely necessary. I want you to speak to that for a minute.
Well, I suppose there's multiple schools of thought on this. I think that I would lean in on because, you know, the old adage, it's like three times less expensive to find new customers than it is or to retain your existing customers and to find new customers, right? So I think first and foremost, I would lean in on my existing customers. If I have a database of tried and true customers, I would lean in on them and just get some feedback first and foremost, just to sort of make sure that the pulse is still, you know, high level with them. And then secondly, I think I would also take a look at my business and sort of have a clear understanding of, am I still doing today what I said I was doing yesterday? And is it the same thing I want to be doing tomorrow? And if you see any divergence from that, then you probably should spend some time updating, whether it's your web copy, whether it's your website, maybe getting on social media. I don't know. Again, every business is different, but I would imagine at some point in the game, if you want to stay relevant for through this new business cycle, through this new marketplace that we're in, that you're going to have to spend some time taking a look at what works, what hasn't worked, and then make necessary updates. And that may be a brand overhaul. I don't know that it's necessary that you literally like strike everything from the record, but you might want to at least update some of the analog to digitals.
Well, and I can know that I can speak from my own experience having opened my first business in the 1990s, back before the online space was even a thing. And I can tell you that we can get very used to doing things one way and a certain way because it's easy and it's comfortable. And for people listening who've built successful businesses doing that, it can make kind of, you know, updating things in today's world almost seem really overwhelming. Like, where do you begin and how do you stay current with that? So for people listening who are maybe thinking, what's a good first step for me other than what you just suggested? What else can you offer?
Well, just one more point to that. I mean, again, the marketplace changes every single day, right?
Really?
And so as a business owner, you have to stay on the pulse of what that looks like and what does that mean for you and your business and what's necessary to adjust. I mean, I don't necessarily know every business is different, but I would suggest just have a clear understanding that your current customer database does age just like your business and their needs are also going to evolve. So if you want to continue servicing that aging database, that's great, but just realize that at some point that's going to have an expiration. So you need to figure out a way to market to the new database of customers or potential customers that could be coming through again, just to stay relevant. In terms of if you've done some exercise and you sort of looked what's working, what doesn't work, what's current, what's not current, and you see that there are some gaps. I mean, first of all, I would hire a professional to do this first and foremost. But that doesn't mean you
see the label inside the bottle, right?
I mean, yeah.
We often can't see it for ourselves.
Absolutely. Again, you're probably going to have to spend some money on your business a little bit to update that. But if you don't want to go that route and you just want to do it yourself, I mean, there are a bazillion tools, YouTube videos, you know, you ChatGPT, if that's really the direction you want to go. You can consult with people. You can talk to your friends and your family. You can get updated material and feedback about what their perception of your current business is, and then take the necessary steps to sort of, here's where I am, here's where people are telling me I should probably be, and then start closing those gaps one thing at a time. And again, that's assuming you don't hire somebody. But if you did hire somebody, that would really just kind of be a complete overhaul of everything that your business stands for, what they believe in, all the different things.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that, because that's all like very simple, actionable steps that people can do on their own. But let's talk a little bit about the work that we're doing and the work that you have done in your own business. You've really simplified a lot, because there's so many ways that you help people. But what you've really done with your two main offers now is you're really capitalizing, I think, on what, not just what your zone of genius is, but what you're really good at, and more importantly, what you're really excited about doing. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I'm on my fourth business now, and one of the things that I realized in kind of launching this new business, I originally thought I wanted to build an agency, and I had a decent amount of success in that process. But when it came down to the end of the day, I realized, in the agency model where I had people working for me and doing different things, I wasn't able to sort of work in a one-on-one capacity where I really, really just shine with people. I love the intimate environment. I love to be able to sort of have like direct one-to-one feedback with people. And so I started pursuing how I could take all the things that I was good at in the branding world, marketing world, content world, and then put that into some sort of a coach capacity. And so now what I've created is this coaching model where I'm actually utilizing two modalities, personal development and the intersection with your professional business. And so as we talked about at the outset of the call, I personally believe that who you are as an individual, who you are as a human, will show up in your business. And that means the good, bad, and the ugly. So it behooves you to have a very clear understanding of who you are. I mean, the old Socratic question, who am I? And what do I believe in? What are my values? What are my philosophies? How do I want to show up in the world? How do I view people? How do I view the planet? Like everything that makes you who you are, eventually is going to leak into your business. And so my two modalities that I'm really honing in on now is in a one-on-one capacity, working with founders and visionaries and creatives and entrepreneurs, is really first and foremost helping them clarify who they are, what's their story, and then understanding the gaps between who they are and where they ultimately want to be, and then how does that show up in your business, and then helping them build out that strategy, that blueprint, that messaging, so they can close that gap to help them really actually build their business.
Yeah, and this is all that, both of these are one-on-one opportunities to work with you.
That's correct. I have some small cohort options that I'm also doing as well. But my true zone of genius, where I feel like the biggest bang for your buck and how I can be the most helpful, is working with you in small sprints, where I'm taking you through these interactive workshops and really helping you unpack all the things that are necessary to run a successful business and a successful life.
So give us a little bit of insight then on what that actually looks like. I mean, it's like 6 weeks, right? A couple of months?
Yeah. So
it's obviously a tailored approach. It's everyone's not going to get the same thing, but you're basically following kind of the same approach.
That's correct. So I've broken them up into two different modules. The first one is the Becoming You Blueprint. That's a 6-week one-on-one course with me, interactive workshop where we meet weekly, 90 minutes, and we literally unpack and help you rebuild at the thing, like understanding the things that no longer work, and then finding the things that you want to grow into, and unpacking this persona of who you are, and then building out a rubric and a blueprint so that you can carefully create something from that. And the second one is just, it's a branding discovery exercise where if you're a small business owner and you really just sort of need a new brand, I'm working with a client right now who wants to step into a whole new market. She realized that what she was currently selling, while it's fulfilling in terms of revenue, it's really sapping her energy. And so she's changing her entire business model. And so I'm helping her rebrand all of that, the messaging, the website, the social media strategy, all of that. And then the other thing that I'm doing is we're forming these small experiential retreats. I have two different groups for that. One of them is specifically catered towards men. It's sort of like a coming home, and it's specifically designed for men. It's camaraderie. It's experiential retreats where we're going off. The first one's coming up in Sedona in January. It's 3 days. It's going to be led by a guide that's going to take us into the desert and do all sorts of cool stuff. And then at nighttime, we'll be eating and drinking and having camaraderie. And then the other one is my alchemist retreat. which is really designed for founders, creatives, entrepreneurs, and that's coming up in November. So there's different ways to get the same material, just different modalities so that it kind of caters to a different type of audience.
So you have these two one-on-one containers, basically, to work on, you know, your personal brand and where that fits into your business and vice versa, or you've got this retreat experience that's coming up later this year.
That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So then what do you think then are the biggest like obstacles to why people would think this isn't really necessary? So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body. This is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day, and what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is Cellevate.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
I don't think people truly, and I'm speaking for myself. And again, everything that I am now delivering is based upon me as the subject matter going through this myself. For the last 10 to 15 years, ever really since 2014, I have spent a copious amount of time on understanding who I am and how I show up in the world. And with that comes a lot of baggage and a lot of things that just didn't necessarily serve me anymore.
Yeah.
And so I don't think, for two reasons, I don't think a lot of people think that it matters. I think a lot of people don't really quite understand the connection between who you are as an individual and how that shows up in your business. And honestly, frankly, I don't know that a lot of people are willing to put the work in. I think some people are scared to find out what they just don't know and how that might affect it. I literally had somebody, true story, tell me this, a woman that I was dating a couple of years ago, and I was considering doing this this sort of like plant-based retreat in the middle of the jungle in Costa Rica. And she's like, I don't really feel like you should do that because I'm afraid when you come back, you'll be changed. You're not going to like me anymore. And I was just like, first of all, that's so backwards thinking.
I know.
Second of all, why would you not want to see me grow? Like, and I think a lot of people have that perception of themselves sometimes. It's sort of like, Do I really want to find out what I don't know? Because what's under the covers type of thing?
Yeah, or they may just be, to your point, like afraid that maybe what they realized all along is actually true or not true.
That's a really good point, Allison. I worked with a gentleman about 6 months ago, and he thought he wanted to be a banker, and he went to school and did all these things, and he got into the banking world, and he's like, this sucks, man. I hate my life, and you know, all I do is I work 12 hours a day for very little amount of money, And so we unpacked, and in one of my programs, we completely unpacked. And what we really sorted out is what he actually wanted to do was he had gotten away from it, but he was a designer. He literally enjoyed doing interior design and creative work. And he had stifled all of that so that he could become a banker. And what it turned out is he was getting pressure from his parents, his father, to not be an artist, to not be a creative. There's no money in that. Why would you do that? Like only weird people do that sort of thing.
Career would have been seemed like the more responsible path, right?
Yeah. Now he's creating art and he's doing something fantastic. And I speak with him on a regular basis and he loves his life and he's dating the woman of his dreams. And he got back into sports. He had gotten away from sports and gained all this weight. And he was just like he hated his life. And it's because he had never taken the time to really unpack the journey of how he even got into the banking. When we started unpacking and pulling all these layers off, we realized he was doing something that wasn't even for him. He just was doing it for his parents.
And this is where the way so many people exist in the world, and so many people run their businesses like this too.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer that, you know, I don't believe in the no scenario, the no solution scenario. I think that everything has some sort of way. And you and I have talked about this regularly. I'm going through my own sort of dark season right now in some of the personal things in my life. And it's like some days I wake up and I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, can I just catch a break? Right. But at the end of the day, when I really start looking at why am I in this position in the first place? How did I get here? What are the things that caused this? What could I be doing differently? It all really centers around how I'm showing up in the world and the choices that I've made or the choices that I didn't make. And those sort of create the next unraveling of where you go. And so it behooves us, if we don't like our life or we don't like what we're doing, we have to figure out a way to sort through all of that and continue finding movement so that we can continue to grow and expand. And all of that sort of centers around, again, who we are as humans, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because we're all put here on this earth for a purpose. And all of what we need is inside of us. But we really, to your point, it's hard for us to pull out of what's inside of us on our own. This is where having somebody to help point things out to us is really helpful.
I made the biggest gains in my life and continue to make the biggest gains in my life when I realized that really that point of genius that you just made. I used to think, you know, I'm really talented. I'm charismatic. I'm really driven. I'm really motivated. I can multitask. I'm really efficient.
I can figure it out. That's what I tell myself too.
Yeah, I can do all these things. And I did do all these things. And I have built businesses. I have had a lot of success in a lot of different areas. But I also kept hitting these ceilings.
Yes. Yeah.
In every single situation, I made a lot of money or I'd lose a relationship. There was always like a trade-off in all the things. And I used to think, oh, it was the universe working against me or somebody else's problem. It was my wife's fault, reason why I got divorced and all these things. And I never actually stopped to really consider what was my role in all this. Yeah. And it wasn't until I started hiring coaches and working with coaches and really kind of doing deep introspective work on me that I started to see the unraveling of the bullshit that was part of my life. It's what was causing me to continue to hit these scenes. And those things never go away. Like it's the polarity and the karma of life. Like the only way we grow is to have some sort of turmoil that we can work ourselves through to figure out what are the lessons in it.
And the bigger question I think to ask in all of this for anyone listening, if you're going through a kind of a challenge in your own business or you're kind of evolving with what you're doing, I think the key question we should always be asking ourselves is what are we making it mean for us?
Mm.
What value are we assigning to it? And that, at the end of the day, is the million-dollar question.
Yeah, that's a really cool point. You said that to me a couple of weeks ago, and I really stopped to kind of like start journaling about that. Because we do assign meaning to things, and that meaning is based upon our interpretation, right? My interpretation of how the world events unfold is different than yours, and different from everyone else's, different from my partner's. But sometimes the meaning we assign to it doesn't add any value to where we're ultimately trying to
serve us and help move us forward to what's next for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is where so many business owners can literally get stuck and get complacent. And then they lose the inspiration and the joy for why they're doing what they're doing.
100%. Well said.
Yeah. Yeah. So talk to us then. You've mentioned a couple of your client success stories already. Do you have any other success stories that you'd like to share with us around this really unique approach that you use to branding and helping businesses like up-level who they are?
Yeah, I just finished one of my 6-week sprints with a client right now, and he's off and running. He had a very, very successful multi-million-dollar business. But what he found, let me back up, what he discovered, because the market is changing, we talked about that earlier, right? That his business wasn't equipped to change with the market that was changing. And so he found me originally on Instagram because he saw a post that I was talking about around this personal development model. And he just thought, you know, I don't really have any good men in my life is what he first reached out to me for.
Yeah.
So, and again, I'm not trying to be like gender biased on it. They're just simply like, sometimes men need good men in their life. And so he reached out to me. He's like, man, my circle sucks. I don't really have, you seem like a really cool dude. I'd just love to, you know, have coffee with you. And so we had coffee. Anyway, fast forward a little bit. It turns out that he was trying to do this new business model, but he had no idea how to build it. He had no idea how to make the adjustments in his market. He had no idea how to like literally do any parts of this. And so through this 6-week sprint that I worked with him on, actually it was a little bit longer than 6 weeks because we did some other work. We basically rebuilt his entire business model in the process of doing that, unpacked a bunch of stuff that he had been holding on to because he sort of had an eye in his mind's eye that he could do this by himself. He just didn't know how. And every time he sat down, he would get like squirrel brain and go off into some different direction. And so one of the things we uncovered is like he had some earlier trauma that sort of forced him to not stay in one place at one time type of thing. And so that was transferring over into his business model and how he was viewing the business. And he would get bored really fast. And he was just like, oh, it's not working. So let me quit and start over, all these different things. And so when we started to unpack all these personal elements of his, we really started able to paint a picture of where it came from. And so when you have an understanding of how the book reads, you're better able to sort of interpret what the meaning of everything else is around. So we basically unpacked his story. And in the unpacking of his story, we saw all these little gaps and all these little loops that just were no longer fitting him anymore. And then we reframed that narrative so we could have a clear understanding of it. So that now the next time he encountered these different oppositions or these different obstacles in his business or his personal life, he had a better understanding of how he showed up so that he could respond to them more accordingly, right? Again, what was the meaning he was giving it, to your point? And so in the process of that, it enabled him to have these epiphanies. And again, I sort of see myself as a mirror in this process. I don't have all the answers, but what I am really good at is sort of being with you to help you understand things from a different point of view based upon a lot of experience and all the different modalities that I have familiarity with.
Reflecting to people often, you know, maybe something that they already know, but maybe they're not aware of, or something that maybe they need to bring their attention back to. And this is where having people who can give us an unbiased point of view, somebody who maybe isn't connected to us in some way, is always like super helpful, especially when we need to be looking at business through a much more objective lens, right?
Yeah, which is one of the reasons I work with you. And I love about you is because you call me on my bullshit and you're like a no frills type of person. And yeah. It's like, I'm not looking for you to candy wrap this for me. Just tell me like, am I? Yeah. And that's what I love about you. And so I try to do the same thing when I work with people. And I'm not for everybody. Like some people are like, yeah. I've been told before by people like, you're a lot, man. Like you're a lot. I know I'm a lot because I call you on your shit. I call you on your BS. And like, I'm going to work with you in that space. So anyhow, his success story is he's off and running. We just launched his new website, got him connected with a variety of different people. He's got a new business model. He's doing all these really cool things. And yeah, I'm excited to see where it goes because he's operating with a completely new understanding of who he is and how his business best serves the audience he's trying to serve. And that's kind of refreshing to sort of see.
Totally, 100%. And I just want to point out for people listening, you know, this isn't something that you just do once and then you don't revisit it. It's probably a good idea to do this, I don't know, every 4, 5, 6 years or whenever you feel like things maybe are just feeling a little disjointed or maybe things you kind of get that feeling that you're ready to do something else, but maybe you don't know what that is. I think that's always a really good opportunity to take a closer look.
Yeah. And another thing I'd like to add to that is take a look at your circle. I think it's really important to understand the types of people that you are engaging with. So, you know, even though you just finished a 6-week sprint with me, one of the things that we look at in that process is like, who are your people, man? Who are you rolling with? Who are your friends? Who are your peers? How are you networking? How are you expanding? What are you involved in groups that are challenging you, are inspiring you? Are you being active? Are you getting outdoors? Like all those different things add up ultimately to who you are as a human and how you show up. And the trick is to find balance. How can you can't just excel in one area and everything else gets left behind, right? And so your people are part of that. And this is how I got into this journey in the first place. I realized that the people that I was surrounding myself with were not building me up. I did not like my circle. And when I started changing my circle and being very purposeful about that, and then hiring coaches and really doing the deep dive work on myself, that's when I really started to see the transformational stuff take place.
And this happens, I think, to a lot of us in business. I think we get to a certain point and we realize that we've either outgrown our circle or maybe our circle isn't going the same direction that we are. And I know that's happened to me several times in my entrepreneurial career. And for people listening, look, you know, being an entrepreneur can be lonely too. And it's perfectly okay to find yourself in that spot. It just means that there's always more waiting. And I guess that's one thing that I want people listening to hear.
Yeah, it does evolve. If you're growing and the people around you, not everybody is interested in growing. Not everybody is interested in doing Not everyone is interested in doing some of the deep, dirty work that requires growth. And if you're starting to see that picture develop within your own circle, it's okay to step away from that. I think a lot of people feel obligated, especially if there's family involved. I come from a large family, and yeah. I got a lot of flack because I've separated myself from some of my family members because they were just dragging me down in all levels. And so I got some flack from some people that I was, you know, I wouldn't engage with this person. Dude, this is your life, man. This is not their life. This is your life. And if you're being encumbered by somebody, or someone's pulling you down, or whether it's your relationship or your partner or whatever, like you owe it to yourself to figure out what that encumbrance is and find a way to either work through it. Maybe there's a sweet spot between the two of you that you can sort out. But if there isn't, then it might be time for you to cut the cord and move on.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, sometimes not really a bad thing. You know, sometimes it can be exactly what's needed.
Yeah, but I will tell you, because I'm in that same journey right now. And again, I'm not speaking like, oh, you should do this. And I'm literally in that space right now. And I'm cutting a cord in a relationship. And it's sad, sometimes awful and lonely work. But I have to believe that on the other side of this, there's another opportunity that I haven't even thought about yet. And I'm really trying to reframe, again, not to be too transparent, but I'm trying to reframe how I view the world and what meaning I'm giving to it right now, because I'm in a situation that we're talking about personally. And I know somewhere on the other side of this is growth and things that transformation and opportunity, but there's some dirty, messy work that has to happen before I get to that point.
That's right. And I think it's just, you know, it's not all going to be puppies and rainbows, but at the end of the day, it is going to be worth it, because growth is never like nice and clean and tied up with a bow. It's always a little bit messy.
Yeah.
But that's Amen. Really how it should be.
Amen.
Right? All right. Amen. Ruthie, you know, it's like my mom used to always tell me when I was little, look, if it were easy, everyone would be doing it.
Yeah. And if it were easy, there would be no reason to do it in the first place, because right. like if everything was perfect, like we would all just be sort of sitting here. Like, I mean, I think that is literally the meaning of life, is that in every moment to have an experience and make a choice to potentially become a better version of yourself in every moment.
People out there thinking, well, I'm just going to do something that's no risk. I mean, good luck. Let me know when you find that, right?
Well said.
So before we go, how can people connect with you?
The best way is just come to the website, thebrandstoryteller.com. Again, that's just thebrandstoryteller.com. I'm on LinkedIn and the same handle, Instagram, the same handle. That's the best thing.
Yeah, you've got a really good following over on LinkedIn and a pretty strong Instagram presence. So I would really recommend that, you know, if you're at all interested in what we've talked about today, to please go check that out.
Another piece that I'd like to add is, you know, we talked about surrounding yourself with the right type of people. For me, I think everything is supposed to be community. I don't believe we were supposed to do this on our own. And I used to think for a long time, as I talked about, I can build this business. But it wasn't until I started hiring the right type of people, surrounding myself with the right type of people, having collaborative partners, and getting out and doing things and building a community around me, that I really started to see the true transformational changes that I'm looking for. So, and if you don't like your circle, or you feeling like you said, entrepreneurial is a very lonely road, then come to the retreat, man. You're gonna meet 6, 7, 8, 10 other people that are looking for things just like you, that are builders, that are founders, that are creatives. And over 4 days, we're just going to immerse ourselves in this badass home up on the lake and eat good food and do workshops around branding and marketing and social media and all the sorts of that sort of stuff, and just grow and expand.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it. So what are your final thoughts before we wrap up?
Whew, where did we begin?
Covered a lot of ground. So.
First of all, thank you again for having me on the show. I appreciate that. I think a lot of people lose sight of the fact that this whole idea of you are the brand and you have to fit yourself into some narrative that somebody else told you to do, and you know you shouldn't show up personally. Nobody cares about your life. I couldn't disagree more. People want to connect with real humans. People want to know that there's another person. Yeah. We want to know that there's somebody else out there that has had the same struggles that we have, or is undergoing the same sort of issues that we are, or is encountering the same levels of success. And we want to be part of that. We want them to be part of our world. And so you are the brand is, how do you share your story? How do you tell your story so that when people see that, they can see a part of them in you? And it's like, hey, man, I like that, Allison. She said the same thing. I feel the exact same way. Like, I'm totally going to connect with this woman, that type of stuff. And so, and that's how you build a community. That's how you build a business. And it doesn't happen overnight. Like, trust me, it doesn't happen overnight. I think because of this world we live in of instant gratification, I can find anything I want in a matter of seconds and build whatever I want in a matter of seconds from YouTube, that people think that their business should operate the same way. And it just doesn't. It takes time to get
that. Well, we've been conditioned to believe that things should happen overnight, and they don't.
100%.
They don't. But thanks again. Thanks so much for making time to share your story and talk about all the amazing work that you're doing today. It was a ton of value, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to share it with your audience.
Yeah, of course. So folks out there listening, if what we've talked about today has really landed with you, resonated with you in any way, please feel free to connect with Devo over on his website. You'll find that link in the show notes, thebrandstoryteller.com. You can actually find him over on LinkedIn or on Instagram as well, where he has pretty strong followings in both of those places. And if what we've talked about today has been really helpful for you, please feel free to copy the link to this episode and share it with someone in your world that you think needs to hear it. Or if you like, you can connect with me on my site, www.theallisonk.com, and just hit the connect button in the upper right-hand corner and write to me and we will take care of it for you. This is how we've been able to build a really amazing worldwide audience. I tell people this all the time. One of the things I love about my shows, both of them, is the audience that we have. And so if you're listening to me today for the first time, or if you've been with me for the duration, please know I'm grateful for you and that you're part of our family. This is Allison Katzkowski with Creating the World's Best Client Experiences. We'll see you next time. Bye.